This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. You are my favorite people on the planet Earth. We appreciate you so much tuning in and trusting us to be worthy of your good time and participation in this program. And we do love it when you do participate and join the discussion. I want to know what you define as fake news. Okay. Tell me what you think fake news is. Todd and Manny, you get to answer this as well. Best answer today on the program on what is fake news gets a prize. What's the prize, Todd? I'd like to give away that 2016 Chevrolet Suburban that they have at Pucklich today for Wednesday Wheels, but I want to save that for myself, and I don't think the What's on Your Mind budget can afford that, but... How about a pillow? Should we do another one
for a new vehicle, right? Because you put about 100,000 miles in a vehicle in a given month.
Yes, gazillion miles. Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about the
by the way. That's the fake news.
Was that fake news?
Yeah.
That sounds real to me because I hear you. Todd is back. Todd the Radio God Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you and Manny get to tell me what fake news is, too, but you're not eligible for the pillow. We do have a free My Pillow for our lucky winner today. So you can text or call either way. Just want your definition of fake news. What you could give me an example of something that's fake news, or you could just define it in your mind. And I'll tell you why I want that here in a little bit. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. Best answer, free My Pillow. That's right. We don't mess around. One of the good ones, too. Premium pillow for My Pillow. Not the ones you buy in the store. The really good ones we give you with our special here on What's on Your Mind. Or you can text us. Text Todd today. Just text Todd. It'll be easier to keep them all on one phone so we can pick a winner. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Okay? Or you can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, whatever you prefer. We are brought to you today on Wednesday by our good friends at Pucklich Chevrolet, Buick GMC in Valley City, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Our good friends at Pucklich have a heck of a deal today. This is the 2016 Chevy Suburban. This is the new body style. It's sharp. It's white. It's a one-owner trade. Many of them are. Pucklich has done all the service work on this one, so they know the whole story. It has all the bells and whistles, the sunroof, the heated leather, the seats, the DVD player, the quad bucket seats. Only 40,000 miles on it. Brand new, this thing sold for 70 grand. But it's on the lot right now for $48,100. Tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind. Scott and Todd sent you in. $1,000 off that. You drive away at 47.1. Now, that's not going to last long. Hop online, check it out for yourself, PucklichValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. Unbelievable deal. Worth the drive to see the huge selection of new and mint condition used vehicles. Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you. They're at 721 West Main, actually, in Valley City. Online at Pucklich.com, PucklichValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Great deal. Great way to start the program today. Okay, so later today, I am on a panel at NDSU discussing fake news. So that's why I'm asking. I wish I could bring you all with me, because I don't know for sure, but I'm just thinking there's a few people on campus that don't understand why many people in real world North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, the heartland, don't trust mainstream media news organizations. All right? But fake news means many things to many people. I could give you a couple examples. I will. I'll give you a couple of my examples. The Dakota Access Pipeline site. The protest. The truth from the source of, say, law enforcement, government officials, elected leaders. You could put all those folks in the room. I mean, folks like, you know, Tom Gearhart, commander of the Highway Patrol, or General Al Dorman from the North Dakota National Guard, or Sheriff Paul Laney and Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer, and you get the idea, right? Dan Donlan, the chief of police of Bismarck, and Mandan's chief, and get everybody, you know, in a room and say, okay, write out the truth. Compare that to what was in the Bismarck Tribune, K-Fire TV Evening News, you know, most traditional news sources. It would be very different. That's fake news. I'll give you another one. In a word, Russia. That's fake news. The mainstream media and much of the Democrats have invented this narrative to try and explain how Hillary Clinton lost, that, you know, Russia, 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 Russia. Meanwhile, the only thing that I really know to be illegal is the leaking of this information. That's a felony. People can go to jail for that. The unmasking of names, nobody focuses on that. They're convinced somehow Russia wanted Donald Trump to win and Hillary to lose. I got news for you. Hillary would have been the worst thing for the U.S. economy, the best thing for Russia's economy. They would want Hillary before Donald Trump. Yesterday proved that with the Energy Independence Executive Order, which we'll talk about next hour with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're also going to do a little bit on the legislature, as we do regularly throughout the week. Two individuals that are taking their case directly to legislators on House Bill 1392. It's the shared parenting bill. We're going to get their perspective on all this and why they believe the system needs to change. So all that coming up on the program, full bank of calls. Let's get some definitions here of what fake news is. And Todd and Manny, don't forget, you got to weigh in here, too, before we're done. New Salem. We'll start with Roy. What's on your mind, Roy?
Oh, hey. Fake news is it's a piece of news that has a hint of truth in it so that the person that's reading it will have the correct information but the incorrect conclusion.
Interesting. Can you think of an example of a particular story where you've seen that happen?
Well, okay, like the Russia thing, right? People are saying Russia wanted to hack the election. That's not true. There is some evidence that they had something to do with the hacking and exposing the the emails from the guy with the WikiLeaks and everything.
This is a very good point. On your part, Roy. Yeah, so in other words, there's a sliver. They tried to influence the election, but they've tried to influence elections all across the world, right? And they certainly tried to have influence. There's no evidence. In fact, the law enforcement officials and FBI and everybody else were asked in states, do you have any examples where anything Russia did affected the outcome of the election in state? No. But,
right, but they could,
you know, clearly they were trying. Clearly they were trying, and therefore then they can use that, and now it's why Hillary lost, and Donald Trump's connected with him, and these people, you know, he builds hotels there, and yeah, very good illustration. That's a good one. Keep listening, Roy, because we have others that are weighing in, and we'll announce the winner before we're done, and then you'll have to call back in and claim your prize. Jeff and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Well, fake news is not new. It started as clickbait on social media, basically just to get people to read a patently false story. So they'd go visit somebody's site and they'd get ad revenue from somebody visiting the site. There used to actually be a Washington Post used to have a What Was Fake on the Internet This Week article every week documenting some of the biggest stories that were just absolutely false. They actually quit doing that after, instead of just being kind of funny, like finding German submarines in the Great Lakes, to everything turning political and trying to sway the election one way or the other, trying to say that Donald Trump in the 80s gave an interview saying he'd run as a Republican because Republicans are stupid, or, you know, things like that. So they actually, the Washington Post quit publishing that because they couldn't even keep up. And so it's just something that has evolved over time, not necessarily the things with the sliver of truth or the, you know, kind of manipulation. I mean, fake news was really actually fake.
And what you're describing, I think, Jeff, is a way to get ad revenue online. It's people just being disingenuous about some goofy headline and and story to try and suck people in. They get a bunch of traffic, and then they sell ads for more and get, you know, so much per click for a bunch of ads, where there might not necessarily be a political bias. There's a money-making endeavor and kind of a total scam. Good point. That's you know, that's sort of how it started, as he described. John and Fargo, what do you think fake news is?
Hey, Scott. I've just sort of been thinking that it started probably in the infancy of opinion talk radio and talk TV shows. Because it seems like as of late, a lot of the points of fake news, while some have come from legit news sources, but most of it, a lot of it's quoted from, you know, national talk show hosts. I don't care if it's right or left. I think everybody who is an opinion talk show radio or TV host, they have a certain agenda and they're going to be pushing it. And a lot of times they really don't care if it's true or not true because, you know, especially in...
I disagree there, because if you didn't care whether it was true or not true, you wouldn't be around much longer, right? If you're just putting out a bunch of stuff that's not true, we'll explore that some more. Hang tight, John.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. We invite North Dakota farm women to a two-day event, April 12th and 13th, celebrating women in North Dakota agriculture. On April 12th, join us for Women to Women Soybean Marketing Seminar with Naomi Bloom, an expert at advising farmers on how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, cash flow, and contracts. This day-long seminar will be at NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo. Seating is limited. Registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. On April 13th, we are offering Women Advocating for North Dakota Agriculture at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Both events are free, but registration is required. Register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hey, our friends out of Pipers have a sale today at the North American Auction Center of, well, I guess it's Pipers Auction Center of North America, name of it. Anyway, it's a beautiful new facility right along I-94, Steele, North Dakota. They're starting in about 40 minutes today. And if you want to check out the lineup, they got about 50 items auctioned today. You can check out all the details at Pipers.com or give them a call at 877 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. It'll be held live on site at the new beautiful facility in Steele, but also a simultaneous online bidding is available as well. So, you know, from the comfort of your home, you can get in on this deal too. So Pipers.com gets you set up with a bidding number and all ready to go online if you want to do that today as well. I mean, everything from chain hoist to pipe benders and a shop press to a hydraulic porta power kits and heavy-duty tire changers and wheel balancers and heavy-duty two-post auto lift, ratchet tie-down. They've got, you know, some of those items starting first, then they get into the heavy-duty rotary tiller and a wood chipper and pages of items. So check it out at Pipers.com and, again, the online bidding as well today. And at the Pipers Auction Center of North America. Okay, so John is gone. What I was going to say to John is, that's a question of what comes first, the horse or the cart, in my mind. He was sort of blaming the whole fake news outbreak on opinion journalism. I don't know if anybody saw CBS Sunday morning, but Ted Koppel, who might be somebody that could be considered a, you know, sort of a gold standard journalist, right? I honestly didn't know where Ted Koppel's coming from all the years when he was on Nightline. You just assume most lean to the left, but I didn't know. So he's on interviewing Sean Hannity on Sunday morning. And Sean has played this a couple times on his television show since, I think, on the radio as well. But he said, Ted Koppel said, "You're bad for America, Sean Hannity. Opinion shows are bad for America." Now, there is no basis. In fact, there's no study that says, hey, here's why I say that. It's in Ted Koppel's head. So Mr. Journalist says, I don't like you because you give your opinion and you're bad for America. Here's the deal. I would argue absolutely counter to that on the fake news front. I would say the vast majority of quote-unquote journalism coming out of quote-unquote professional news organizations has a bias, has a slant. And quite honestly, how could it not? This last election was a prime example. Of all the reporters covering Donald Trump's election in 2016, where's my story on that? Here it is. I saw this stat this week. 96% of the donations given by journalists in the 2016 presidential election, as of August, went to Hillary Clinton, Center for Public Integrity. 7% of journalists identify as Republican. What do you think? I mean, that is so far out of the mainstream. Well, of course, that's where they're going to go. And that's what they do. They're the reason we have fake news. They're the reason people aren't trusted. That's the reason Donald Trump calls CNN fake news. I think he's right. So that's my counter to John's point. But he didn't stick around to chat anymore. What is fake news to you? Jim, Fargo, what do you define as fake news?
Well, you establish a predetermined outcome, then you manufacture the facts to achieve your goal.
So let's play this out. I'm an editor. I believe Donald Trump is a scumbag. I send a reporter to go, fill in the blanks of whatever he finds is the worst of the worst about Donald Trump, so I can put on the front page of the headlines, Donald Trump's a scumbag, right?
Absolutely. Exactly what they're doing. The goal of them is to weaken Donald Trump. Nothing else but that. To weaken and delegitimize him, and that's the whole goal behind that. The whole fake news thing about the Russian stuff. That's their whole goal, and they're manufacturing whatever they need to get there. You predetermine an outcome, and then you manufacture the facts you need to back that up with, and bend them and do whatever you do, everything but the truth.
I've had many conversations with reporters where it was very evident to me that this story is baked, right? This story is done, baked, and ready to go, and all I am is window dressing on an air. In other words, nothing I'm going to say is going to shape the reporting of the story. The story's set. And speaking of headlines, John Harwood, supposedly some world-class journalist for the Wall Street Journal and NBC, headline piece today in CNBC.com, Trump can't keep up with all his promises, and neither can the U.S. budget. I mean, if that is an opinion from a quote-unquote professional news organization, I don't know what is. That's fake news to me. It's fake news. I don't want your opinion.
That's exactly fake news, because the truth of the matter is Donald Trump has kept more of his promises than any president I've ever had known, and I'm 69 years old. I mean, he has done exactly what he was going to say he's doing in just about every case. So it is not keeping up with, he is certainly keeping up with his promises without a question.
Thanks, Jim. Tim and Delax, what is fake news?
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Fantastic, sir. Better that you called. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, well, my definition of fake news is news that advances the liberal agenda while wounding or denigrating the conservative, period. And
meaning,
give me an example?
Yeah, give me an example.
Give you an example? Sure. Yeah, sanctuary cities. That is being advanced, and the conservatives are being called racist, homophobe, you know, the whole schmear.
Yeah.
And at the same time, they are garnering what you might say power or whatever from the liberal left. And all Democrats, and I say that tongue in cheek, but all Democrats in my mind are fake. Period. So
appreciate the call, Tim. Thank you. These are good examples. Fred and Wing, if I was up there at the farm kicking some tires, getting ready for the growing season, and we were chatting about fake news, what would be your best example?
Well, I would have to say it's much broader than just the news media, but anytime you have a group of people who come together and have enough money and enough time, they have a public relations department. And fake news is just one of many things that we hear fake today. We have fake religion in some cases. We have fake news coming across even in our own state. We have fake ag news, which comes out. All these people, we even have fake weather, where everybody gets together and they decide that how can we avoid the truth. It's too inconvenient to portray our position as good to people. So let's find a way to use words to manipulate everything. Now, in the egg sector, for instance, they use the government's statistics and they twist them around, and we don't even know where we're at half the time. In fake weather, you'd be driving home from a ball game at 10:30 at night, and you can
tell you one thing and another thing happens. No, I get your point. I'm going to break here, so I have to go. But I appreciate the examples. Who do you trust? You just have to go to sources you trust. That's the bottom line with this much information out there.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Back on What's On Your Mind? Busy program today. Every day is a busy program. Right, Tom? Look at all those texts for crying out loud.
That's a problem, by the way.
Is your phone smoking?
I got to get put up for you here, too.
All right, so we are brought to you in part today by the energy of North Dakota. Jobs. A lot of jobs. Good-paying jobs. Not just blue-collar jobs, white-collar jobs, jobs for sledgehammers, programmers. What do we want? We want all that, don't we? We want the jobs. We want bustling main streets and more savings and careers that keep the next generation reaching high and putting down roots. With the technology and innovation producing North Dakota oil and natural gas, all of it's possible. For North Dakota, for our country. Making it happen with the energy of North Dakota. Our fine sponsor today. Find out more about them online. Appreciate our partnership with the North Dakota Petroleum Council here on the show. So the fake news survey is going to continue. We're going to switch gears here and talk about a piece of legislation in the North Dakota legislature that's found some favor in the House and is meeting a different fate in the Senate on shared parenting. Meet two individuals that have been working hard on that. And then next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. Now, Congressman Cramer, Rev, is going to be a little bit late, we think, because of another bill signing at the White House, speaking of Donald Trump getting a lot done. I think there's a bill signing he's attending, and so he might be here just a little bit late. So we're going to start the hour with more of your calls on fake news and a ton of texts, because we have a lot of great examples. Keep them coming. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text us at 701-226-8503, or when you call, you can call 800-228-0550. Press 1 and leave a message, okay? If you have a question or comment on shared parenting, you can get that in now, too, at 701-258-0550. With us is Andy Dahl and Sean Kasson. They have been advocating for House Bill 1392. It is referred to as the shared parenting bill. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thank you.
So start with the big picture on what changes you wanted to see. Why are you doing this?
Sure. Yeah, thank you very much for having us. I'll just kind of bring everybody up to speed on where we're at. I went through a divorce and, I got two daughters and, this is not anything holding any animosity towards my ex or anything. Wonderful mom. And, we've talked about this afterwards and everything and just kind of almost confused on how the whole system works, going through the divorce process and whatnot. And, after going through it, I realized that, you know, we're both great parents, and there shouldn't be so much fight involved, and it seems like that's really what is promoted during the current with the current law system. that it really encourages conflict, and it really takes away from focusing on parenting and working together and having a real healthy co-parent relationship. Now I'm happy to say that my ex-wife and I have a wonderful relationship, and always it's the kids that come first and making sure that they're taken care of.
But you had a fight.
We had to go through a divorce and a custody battle. But when the attorneys were gone, it's wonderful. I can't say enough praise about how great job that she does and how well we're able to work together.
So what would you like to see changed in the law that would remove some of that fight? It would bring a little common sense to it.
Yeah, and it is. It's so clear. And there's been studies that have shown exactly how much a bill like this can reduce. Dr. Edward Kruk, he has a book out there. I think it's called The Presumption of Parenting. And in there, it talks about that in Australia, they introduced legislation, and you saw the decrease in litigation drop 72%. It's amazing. And that people start to then really use, instead of going for the legal aspect, they start doing mediation, and they start going through counseling and working together. So it's dramatic what you're going to see if we can pass legislation like we saw as originally sent over from the House. And that's what we're looking for. I thought the House did a great job. They heard the opposition give testimony during the House Judiciary Committee. They heard both opponents and proponents. They came to a compromise. And after that compromise, the House gave a unanimous recommendation out of committee, 15-0, do pass. On the floor, we saw it pass 71-21, an enormous amount of support. It's wonderful. They heard everything from both sides and came to a compromise. Would we have liked the proponents? Would we have liked to have seen what was originally introduced? Sure. Is this a great step, though, on what the House came? Ecstatic. I thought they did an incredible job, and it's exactly what we need to do. Make sure the kids are taken care of first. Take out the fight, and they understood that that's what that bill did.
Now that's being altered in the Senate. We'll talk about that in a minute, but Andy Dahl is here as well. Andy, so tell us your story.
Well, similar to Sean, when I look back almost 10 years ago now, was put in a position of fighting as well. And that's kind of the thesis we're talking about here. Not putting the attorneys or family law first or the North Dakota State Bar in their revenue, but I equate it to this. It's like dogfighting. The family law practitioners lather up the parents in fear, anguish. They pit them together. They place their bets and let them fight. And to make a buck, Scott, and that's really got to stop. This industry is a $50 billion industry a year. It's got to stop. They're not putting kids first. They're putting the pocketbook first.
So when you say, the goal here is to take the fight out of the process, the fight is where the money's made.
Correct.
Right? So that's the battle. So what's going on in the Senate?
Well, we, along with Sean, myself, and others, we're talking grandmas and moms and uncles and dads, showed up at the Judiciary Committee here, 8th of March?
Yes.
We showed up, and again, Scott, I just kind of need to allude to the fact that I am not an attorney and I'm not a politician. I'm just a parent. And I got to see a lot of people in the room. I got to see a lot of caring parents and a lot of caring family, and all I saw for the opposition were two attorneys, Jason McLean and the North Dakota State Bar Director, Scott Weiler, get up and give opposition. And we've taken hundreds of correspondence across the state as well as seeing analytics online. Everybody wants shared parenting except for one entity, and that's the North Dakota State Bar Association.
And they would represent lawyers, right?
Right. Correct.
So I assume you're saying they're defending the revenue.
Right. And you know, there was, if I can just jump in, Andy, real quick, that at the executive director, Tony Weiler, what happened is that there was a public records request that was put out. Received a lot of emails and just seeing the correspondence and then going on between some of these family attorneys, the State Bar Association, and kind of what their goals were. And in one email, Mr. Weiler states in there recognizing he's walking a fine line. He's communicating to some of these family law attorneys. I'm walking a fine line. And goes on to say, but he wants what is best for the practitioners and those that he represents, that they represent. You don't see that on our side. We are not looking out for attorneys, but apparently that's part of the opposition's goal, is to make sure the attorneys are taken care of. This is not an attorney's bill. This is to make sure that families and kids are taken care of during this divorce process. And here with
But that's his job. I mean, his job is to obviously represents attorneys, right?
Right.
So,
right, it is. You're absolutely correct. He's doing his job, and he's making sure that this bill keeps attorneys involved. And what we're trying to do is to make sure that kids are put first. We not attorneys. So, yes, he's doing his job, and apparently he's doing a wonderful job on it because of the amendment that is brought out by the Senate Judiciary Committee has completely done exactly what he went for, is to keep practitioners' pocketbooks full. And that's exactly what this amendment does, because it's been completely gutted.
So when you say, in other words, it doesn't represent anything that you talked about earlier, was received so well in the House.
Right, correct.
It's
The presumption is gone. So really what we have here now are two things. One, a definition of shared parenting. That does nothing for us. You're handing a judge a dictionary. That does nothing to resolve the fight. The second thing that's required is that it would take a full trial. You go in front of a judge, and now he needs to make a finding of fact of why he either granted or denied shared parenting. Again, that does nothing. That's only going to come into play if you go full on trial. That's not going to do anything to help reduce litigation. And also, really, for the judge to appease that new piece of legislation, you just have to say, because I applied the best interest factor analysis that I've always been doing. That's why I did this.
Texter says, I find it funny how the same Senate committee that can pass constitutional carry can turn their backs to the same constitutional rights of parents and kids. Bruce in South Dakota has a question for our guests. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Bruce. What's your comment?
My comment is hats off to these gentlemen for bringing this up. This has been long overdue. I suffered the same thing. My ex and I were in a uncontested divorce. We had worked out together what we both could afford and had all of that already handled, and we were not allowed to have our divorce. We were forced through an attorney, forced into all the added bureaucracy and cost, only to end up with something that was completely inequitable, and our children were just at a loss. They wanted both of us, not just mom all the time and dad 3 days a month. And this is long overdue, man. The kids want both their parents. And it's really sad that when two people, even though they don't get along, they work it out, and the state says, too bad, so sad, we're going to dictate this and screw the non-custodial parent. I hats off to you guys. God bless you. This is a fight that's been long overdue and needs to be settled for the rights of the kids as well as the parents.
Bruce, thanks for the call. This has been the subject of an initiated measure previously on the North Dakota ballot as well, right? How is the legislation you guys would like to see happen that's come out of the House compared to what's been on the ballot before?
I'm really glad you brought that question up, because that's one thing that has been routinely used in order to defeat this. As a matter of fact, Mr. McLean, in my opinion, kind of used a scare tactic during the committee hearing to the senators in explaining what the constituents, how they voted on Measure 6. Really just reinforcing that if you support this bill, you're going back on your on what the constituents want, except that we can piecemeal this down to three easy areas on how different they are. So first, Measure 6, that's the 2014 initiative. One, it had a presumption of 50-50. Two, unless it was rebutted to show that the parent was unfit. Three, by clear and convincing evidence. Those are the three pieces of Measure 6. House Bill 1392, you have a presumption of at least 35%. That's reflective of the social science research. 50-50, the previous bill people saw it as a parents' rights initiative. This is completely deferring to what social science research says. Kids need at least 35% parenting time in order to really see that the benefits are their benefits are really protected, or their interests are protected. Second piece, unless it is rebutted by the best interest factors. That's the current law that's in system right now. 13 factors, discretionary, a lot of leeway with the judge. His discretion can be given, or her decision discretion be given. And third, preponderance of the evidence, much lower burden. Preponderance of the evidence, think of it as just merely tipping the scales. With Measure 6, clear and convincing evidence, that's the same standard the state has to use if they were to terminate parental rights.
So bottom line, considerably different, and yes. Apples and oranges in the proposals. More
absolutely.
With these gentlemen after this, and your calls and comments, welcome.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On What's on Your Mind, what is fake news? Our rolling question of the day. I'm going to be on a panel later at NDSU. And the panel is all about fake news. And there's a number of journalists on there that would be of the left-leaning persuasion. But yours truly, the lone conservative. So it could be a little bit of, what do you call that, Todd? Beanball? What do you think they're going to do?
Fun.
Oh, fun. That's the word I was looking for. Exactly. I actually am looking forward to it because I think this topic is, it's a problem of the death of journalism's making, right? I mean, they've brought it on themselves. So anyway, if you want to answer the question, what is fake news, and be eligible for a real pillow, the only pillow, my pillow, a premium pillow, you can text us at 701-226-8503. And we're going to get back to sharing some of your answers here as we wait for Congressman Kramer next hour. More of our conversation on House Bill 1392 and the prospects of that over in the Senate, where lawyers are lawyering up. I guess they're lobbying up is what they're doing at the legislature to make sure that they have the same amount of revenue. A little bit concerned about House Bill 1392 and how it's looking from the House. Two parents that have been dealing with that issue joining us on the program. More with Andy Dahl and Sean Kasten here in just a moment. I want to tell you about a great deal on a great tractor. It's a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290, and it comes with Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. I'm talking about Titan Outlet Store, where they have guaranteed iron and outlet prices. You got to like a deal like that. The place with wholesale pricing on used ag equipment, but it does come with added value, like the warranty I'm just telling you about, money-back guarantee. At Titan Outlet, they take pride in providing world-class, thoroughly inspected, used agriculture equipment, but at outlet prices. They're in Glendon, Minnesota, off I-94, exit 6 in Minnesota, online at TitanOutletStore.com, or you can call them, and they'll give you the scoop if you'd like to go that route at 218-233-3700. And ask them about this Case IH Magnum 290, 124-618, 12-month, 500-hour warranty, 10% down, gets you an excellent planter, sprayer, harvest tractor, great return on investment, some great tread left on these tires as well, and this thing's loaded up. Cabs is fabulous, so tell them Scott sent you. 218-233-3900 or TitanOutletStore.com, and take advantage of guaranteed iron at outlet prices from Titan Outlet Store. Okay, more now with Andy and Sean on House Bill 1392. So we cleared up the differences, and I guess you guys would say the improvements in this compared to what was on the ballot before. Where are you at now? What's before you? You've explained well why you think this change needs to be made. Take the fight out of it, right? Which on the other side takes the fight is money to lawyers. Right. The bottom line, and obviously right. You got a lot of lawyers now that are fighting you on this.
Right.
So what's your answer? What do you do?
Well, first what I'll do is explain why the presumption is so important and why it is that I believe that the family law attorneys want it out. And first of all, I should also clarify that it's not all family law attorneys. We've also found that there's several that support it, and there are also those that are intimidated to even speak out against it because the opposition is so strong that they just don't want to come out and say anything. That's telling, a little sad. But why the presumption is so important is, as I was explaining earlier, that right now you come into a custody battle and you prepare for battle. You have these 13 factors and you got to square off at one another and say why I'm better than the other. It's a competition. There's competition. You throw money to show why you're better. Money keeps flowing and flowing. $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 it costs for a custody battle. It could. So what happens when you insert a presumption? Well, it's reflective of what the social science says, that in the vast majority of cases, shared parenting is best for kids. So presumption reflects that. If in the majority of the time it works, why are we fighting over it? So you come in and you say, now you have an attorney, you have this presumption in place. The attorney should be advising, look, we have this law in place that says there's a presumption. Most cases, your case included, we should be working on a shared parenting arrangement. Why should we prepare for battle? Instead of prepare for battle and we'll sort it out at the end.
So here's the deal. What you just said is, all right, in your case, you explained earlier that your wife and you decided divorce, but it's amicable and you're trying to work it out.
Yeah.
You're saying you two would sit down and say, here's what works best for us and our kids.
Right.
And go into the court and say, here's what we agree to, and we're done.
Right. And what it would do is it'd focus on, instead of, the attorney is saying, here are the factors, you got to show why you meet these criteria and why you're better than the other parent. A presumption would say, look, there's going to be at least you got to have a showing on why this isn't in the kid's best interest. And there's going to be that presumption. You're going to have to at least show by preponderance of the evidence why it isn't going to be in their best interest.
Sean's making a good case, Andy, but you're battling lawyers here.
Yeah, we are battling lawyers. And Sean, I appreciate what you brought up there. But when you're in the court system, and here again, I'm not an attorney or a politician, when you're in there and you're in this dogfight, you're scared to death you're going to lose your kids. See, that's what this is all about, okay? Then the next thing that happens is that you're confused. You go on, and then and then you've spent like
a ton of money.
And I want to come back to what Jason McLean said at the Judiciary Committee. He's one of the biggest opposition to shared parenting, and he, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I hope it was recorded, but there was 50 people in the room. He said, "Hey, we don't make a lot of money on this stuff, right?" Well, 2 days later, after I sat March 8th in that committee, I ran into one of his clients, and I gave that letter to you, Scott. And that this letter says, "Hey, I graduated from NDSU, went through the hardship. Next thing you know, I have a $30,000 bill and had to file bankruptcy." Yeah. Now, you tell me, did that go to pay for college for the kids? Did it go to pay for a car down the road?
Could have gone to a lot of things. House Bill 1392, battle in the Senate, the Judiciary Committee. Let your legislators know what you think about this. You can call them 328-3373. 328-3373. Thanks, guys.
Get inspired and have a fun-filled evening with the return of the Benham Brothers, the Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota annual dessert. April 3rd in Bismarck and April 4th in Fargo. FPA of North Dakota, formerly NDFA, brings back David and Jason Benham, authors of their new book, Living Among Lions. Hear their exciting new message of conviction, courage, and humor. April 3rd at the Ramcota in Bismarck and April 4th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565. That's 701-214-5565.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.